T-minus 2 to episode 1000. It's Monday, December 8th, and you're listening to the Geeky Geek News Central. This is show number 998, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Pick up a domain name for just $1.49, or get 30% off at your next purchase at GoDaddy by using the promo code GNC30. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey, I got a great show lined up for you. Lots to talk about tonight. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central Podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central Podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There's no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. Glad to be back with you. It's been a week, and I do want to thank everyone for some indulgence last week as I attended my son's orchestra concert. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But if you're brand new to the show, hey, welcome to Geek News Central. Got a lot to cover today, lots of tech to talk about. We are in our 998th episode, fast approaching episode 2000. We're going to have a lot of fun on episode 2000. 2000, 1000. just a week from today, we'll be recording that episode. We're going to, matter of fact, the items I'm going to be giving to a couple of our listeners is right back there. We're going to have lots of giveaways. A lot of giveaways. So I want you guys to definitely tune in and be ready and have your pen and paper ready on show 1000 because, if you don't listen, you're going to miss it. So we're going to clear a bunch of stuff out here that I have that is going to be cool prizes. So definitely listen in on show 1000 and dropping me a line on what you've thought about the show as long as you've been a listener. Definitely want to hear on those inputs as well, geeknews@gmail.com. Well, I'll tell you, again, welcome to the show, everyone, and if you're brand new, what we want you to do is take some time and to get over to geeknewscentral.com and check out the content over there. Going to be starting to look for some additional writers. It's about that time to put a couple more people on board. So if you are a tech writer at all and you want to throw your hat in the ring to become one of the contributors, paid contributors here at geeknewscentral.com, definitely let me know and I'll get you on board. If I feel that you've got the chops to write for the website. And if I can write for the website, believe me, anybody can. But more importantly, when you're over to the website at geeknewscentral.com, we want you to subscribe to the podcast. Do that via that RSS link if you have an Android device or on iTunes. If you are a iOS user, that way you can basically get subscribed to the show so you never miss a single episode so that you can take me with you wherever you go and listen on whatever device you so desire. Watched on the big screen, on the set-top box, on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. We're over there on the Tech Podcast channel as well. Of course, you can reach out to me on Twitter @GeekNews. And of course, the email address here is geeknews@gmail.com. And boy, oh boy, lots to cover. And just let's get the business out of the way right at the beginning of the show. Then I can kind of settle into the routine here. GoDaddy has some great deals for you in December, just like they do every single month. I've got deals here that are going to save you a lot of money. And as we're approaching holidays, you know, give the gift of a domain name, give the gift of a hosting account. Those all are great things to basically give someone a chance to start something cool. And if you've got a son, daughter, wife, husband, that you think it's time for them to get online and start expressing themselves in whatever passion they may have, we want you to get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and grab all the promo codes that you can. had a Twitter. Someone said the code, one of the codes didn't work. Didn't tell me which one, but I went through and checked all of them. You know, we've got the 30% off code by using the promo code GNC30. Geek149 gets you $1.49.com on newer transfers. GNC God gets you a domain name, website builder, Microsoft email address for just $1 a month for 12 months. Again, it only applies on that 12-month purchase. Press 4 or Geeks 12 gets you $1 off on WordPress hosting or economy hosting per month. And again, a free domain. So $12 gets you a domain and a hosting account. And of course, we got 50% off hosting plans with a free domain, 50% off 12-month on website builder, you name it. There's lots of codes over at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want you to use those codes. We want you to share them with your friends, family members, people that you know. That really allows me to do what I do here. I think I'd gotten the email. I don't know if I told you on the last show. I think it was 267. We had 267 new folks sign up for GoDaddy in October. And if I got the number a little off, I apologize, but that's what I remember coming in. So another great month, November, another great month. I am like off. Yes, it is almost Christmas. But again, I thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. And thank you for using all my promo codes. It really helps out, and sharing them is, really allows us to keep the lights on here at Geek News Central. All right, kind of settle down. You know, it's been like 2 weeks in a row where we haven't had full weeks of shows. So now back into it, at least all the way to CES, we'll be hammering away. Or if Christmas throws a loop, that'll be the only show we'll miss to the time I leave for Vegas. And speaking of Vegas, I'm looking for one more person to join our team. Just really one more. One of our team members today had to decline. There was an issue that came up, and these kind of things happen from time to time. So if you want to become a support person and help the team in Vegas, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay for your hotel if you come to Vegas with me. Now, you got to pay, and I'll subsidize a little bit on food too, but if you can get yourself to Vegas for CES, and that will be really, I would need you to come into Vegas to assist and be one of our helpers and be one of our team members to come in on January 4th would be the preferred day, as late as the 5th, which is Monday, January 5th. And then you could stay all the way through the 9th when we have a big dinner on the evening of the 9th and leave on the 10th. But if you have some flexibility and you can come to Vegas for the week of January 5th and want to join us for CES, I'll get you a staff badge, and you'll be able to basically see the halls and hang out with the team. So I'm looking for one additional person to come to Vegas with me. And it happens, you know, we're just a little tight on bodies. So I want to put that offer out there. So if you feel up to it, feel free to drop me a line here, geeknews@gmail.com. And I will we'll get you hooked up and get you set up with a hotel. I need to know soon so I can get you a reservation in the same hotel that we're staying in. So don't delay and let me know if you can come. The only thing is you got to get yourself to Vegas. Other than that, I will take care of you pretty much. All right. So that's the key here for the that week. All right. So I want to talk just a little bit. This audio machine. You guys know that we blew up the Creation Station from Sweetwater. We had a pop in the studio. I replaced it with the machine that used to be underneath my desk. It was a show desk. And it's gone to the point where I could have started the show early tonight, but couldn't because this machine has caused me lots of grief. And, you know, it's just like the perfect storm. We already talked about, you know, I replaced one machine. It was a planned replacement, had the Mac Pro, you know, giving me fits. That went down. And now this machine doesn't want to work. It's like, I can't win. So begrudgingly on Friday of last week, I ordered a replacement Creation Station. Luckily that one, you guys watching, my glasses are like, I shouldn't have never, you know, sometimes you get a shirt and you wipe your glasses with your shirt, and it ends up being worse than what it was on your face. And I just shouldn't have touched them to begin with, but they had a little spot. I said, oh no, you got to touch it. But anyway, that Creation Station machine from Sweetwater that I ordered should be in this week, and hopefully by the next show, that will be behind us and I won't have to forget it. But my God, it's been like buying computers this fall has been insane. It really has. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Hey, Sam Garcia in Albuquerque, thanks for updating the Ohanasaurus logo and getting the 10-year anniversary wreath up there a little higher, not in between screens. Fantastic. Thank you for a job well done there. I definitely appreciate your contribution to the Ohana here. It is, and thanks for being part of the family here. Last Thursday, of course, had my son's orchestra concert. Had a great time. It was fabulous. I kind of mentioned that, you know, here's this in the orchestra that he's in. It's a high school orchestra, but there's like three different levels. He's in the top level. This orchestra has performed at Carnegie Hall three different times, and not while he's been part of the group, but it was mesmerizing. Just close your eyes and soak it in. And I don't know what it is with people and their cell phones, but here you've got this fantastic orchestra going on. I mean, incredible. The music is just beautiful. Now, some of the underclassmen stuff, I admit, wasn't as good, but you're respectful. You listen through. You know, they're doing their best. And you know, good in their own right. Don't get me wrong. And I got two idiots sitting in front of me that are on their phones, two girls, Instagramming. And my daughter, who's sitting beside me, I'm just having to almost like restrain her, telling her, don't say anything, be quiet. And she's making little comments under her breath, which I don't know if they could hear or not. I thought she was going to like scream at him during intermission, but we all gave him I guess what we call here in Hawaii, the stink eye. and they wrapped it up and they quit doing it. But what, you come to a concert you've paid money for, why are you going to be on your phone doing Instagram? It's really absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so I just do want to talk just a little bit about the solar install. Those of you that have been on the website, you have seen some of the pictures. And it wasn't real easy to get a video. It just didn't make a lot of sense. So I took pictures, and here's some pictures of the panels as they were unloaded from the truck. The 32 panels stacked up. Hard to believe that there's a car sitting there in those two little stacks of panels. But a little picture of the Solar World SW280 solar panel on the back, and then the racks for the mount. These guys started about maybe 8:30, and they were done by 1. What amazed me is that, you know, they had to hit those rafter joists as perfect. If they were right or left, you know, it's going to cause an issue. So I was, they got them all drilled and all installed, and I crawled up in the attic and had a flashlight, and I went down, you know, both sides all the way to the edge, and they nailed every single one. They didn't miss a puka, and that blew me away. These guys really knew what they were doing. The electric part, you know, the solar panels themselves are on, but the electricians still have to come, and I think they were supposed to come tomorrow. But they're running, this is end of the year. Everyone wants solar put on Hawaii to get the tax breaks. So my electric guys, I believe, are coming on Wednesday. But anyway, there's 32 panels all installed, not producing energy yet. But, for those of you that are listening that haven't seen it yet, come over to geeknesscentral.com. You'll see all the pictures of the solar. Also, the 4K monitor came in, and I have to say, I'm mixed feelings on it. The extra real estate is great. Don't get me wrong. But it takes a little getting used to. I had a 1920 by 1080 before, but just that extra space. And the color on this one is a little bit different. And for me, the blacks aren't as black as I wish they would be. Maybe it's an age thing, but you have to scale it. I scale it to 150 with the Windows and on the Mac, it seems to scale pretty good. But wow, talk about just a little bit getting used to. And it's like you go from one screen to the other, and there's this stark, stark difference in the actual text and everything else. But it wasn't quite what I was expecting, to be honest with you. So far, I'm pretty happy. Was able to fit it in here just right. Didn't have to make too many adjustments to cameras and so forth. And I actually used the old mount to get it in because the new mount didn't quite fit right. So everything's worked out fine. I'm pretty happy with the configuration of the 4K monitor. So I'm hoping that's it for the studio. My bank account, I can't afford much more of an impact. Of course, this was a great deal on Black Friday. All right, so let's go ahead. And before we go, I do want to thank the GNC Insiders, the GNC 1000 Insiders. I want to thank Dale, a big kahuna, Luke, a kahuna, Andrew, a warrior, Michael, a warrior, Ryan, an ohana, Roger, part of the ohana, and Mika, part of the ohana. All you guys, thanks for your contributions. It is absolutely appreciated. Thank you for allowing me to do the show for you, of course, and for all the folks that are part of the ohana. But to definitely thank you for your contribution, your monthly contribution to the show. It's definitely appreciated. For those of you that are considering becoming an insider, all you got to do is come down to the website. It's a piece of cake. It takes 5 minutes to become an insider. All you got to do is go and scroll down. It says become a GNC insider. It's going to load the page. You select the donation level that you want. We hope that you come in there at that kahuna level at $10.41 a month and just subscribe via PayPal, and it's automatic. At that $5 level, you know, we're just talking a few pennies a day. And I think at the $2 level, it's like 6.7 cents a day, something like that. And not even, just pennies a day to support the show. So we definitely appreciate those of you that have and those of you that are considering to do so. And those of you that contribute to the show in other ways, it is greatly, greatly appreciated. One last thing I'm looking for is you have some skills on doing video intros. Looking to do a little freelance work. Let me know. This is a paying gig. If you are good at doing video stuff, a little graphic stuff, drop me a line and put you to work here. And it's a pretty short turnaround, couple of weeks. Definitely drop me a line if you are available. And if you want to make a little extra money on the side, do an intro. What we're doing is we need to build a new CES intro. We can reuse last year's, but I want to put a new one together. I'm not a graphics guy for that. The guy that normally does it is no longer part of the team. And so just looking for some external help on that. If you feel that you're capable of coming in and producing something. Okay, so let's get into the stack. And I've got a stack of stuff tonight to go through. And if you're in the chat room, just say hi. I'm hanging out in the chat room as well. And I'm here. Matter of fact, I'll say hello myself. At least it's trying. I'm getting that, you know. Okay, yeah, I guess it tried. There it goes, finally. That's kind of funny. It just sat there and the wheel just was spinning. I want to spend some time tonight and talk initially about the Sony hack a little bit more. And, the Sony deal, they're into blackmail now. The group that has all this content, all the Social Security numbers, all the movies, everything that they have, they are now into blackmailing the employees. They're basically saying that, telling the employees they need to step away or disassociate themselves from Sony. Now, that they've denied that they have threatened Sony employees and they're demanding that the studio halt the release of the movie that makes light of the assassinated attempt of leader of North Korea. So the message was posted on GitHub website and claims to be from these folks called the Guardian of Peace, which is, as everyone knows, a previously unknown hacker group. But the threats against Sony Picture employees that was mailed on last Friday is very, very concerning. And if I was a Sony employee, I think I'd just be a little bit leery. Now, it's written, this threat is written in patchy English, but check this out. Removing Sony Pictures on Earth is a very tiny work for our group, which is a worldwide organization. And what we have done so far is only a small part of our future plan. Now, that's part of the message. And it goes on to say to the employee, many things beyond imagination will happen at many places of the world. Please sign your name to object the faults of the company at the email address below. If you don't want to suffer damage, if you don't, not only, but you, your family will be in danger, the message reads. Now, this is a whole new level. You've got a group that's went in and done a corporate hack. They've done irreparable damage to their network. Now they're upping the ante and going after the employees and threatening them. And the word on the street is that Sony isn't communicating very much with their employees, which is kind of crazy. And but to them making threats, it's obviously a cyber threat, or is it more than that? You know, what's to come? And, you know, all of us should be concerned about this type of, you know, raising of the bar, because now it's not just the corporation, but it's the people of the corporation that are potentially being targeted. And I just wonder at what point the FBI is going to make some advances on this and what's going on here. But one thing's for sure, the company totally blew it from their IT thing. And everything that everyone's talking about in this hack is basically, for a better word, criminally, in my opinion, negligent. It sounds like they had a very lax security program. And in my opinion, this is, you know, open the door here. Incredibly, you know, it's just huge. You know, who keeps employee social security numbers on? I guess your HR would, but you would think that there would be in medical data that should be covered under HIPAA. And there's all kinds of stuff that's happened here that's just, for a better word, totally insane. So the CEO of Sony, Michael Leighton, apparently did get an email from these folks a few days beforehand, and it was another very poorly English worded message. It says, we got great damage by Sony Pictures. The compensation for it, monetary compensation we want. Pay the damage or Sony Pictures will be bombarded as a whole. You know as well, we never wait long. You better behave wisely. So, and again, it was God Apostles was the group. And this was a term that appeared in the malware used in the initial attack on Sony Pictures on November 24th. So really no change. I'm getting a little feedback. You guys hearing that? It's like something changed audio-wise. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm too close to the mic tonight. A little overdriven or something. Hey, Dale. Thanks for being part of the chat room tonight. Is audio sound okay coming across? Or do you hear a little ruffling? I all of a sudden just started picking it up. I don't know what where it's coming from. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I've got the feedback set at the wrong level. But if you found this funny, let me know. But anyway, the Sony stuff is just crazy. Now today, they can't seem to catch a break. Company's hit by hackers once again, this time by a group that targeted the PlayStation Network. And again, that's the hub for Sony games and, you know, everything that goes in. Obviously, they're having all kinds of issues there. They're not able to keep their system online. So it's just what's next? You know, are they going to go into the corporation itself and go after additional stuff? You just wonder where this will end, or if it will. If it is the North Koreans behind this, it's pretty bold for sure. And it should be a wake-up call for corporations that You need to take care of your IT people. You need to start hiring IT people. You need to start putting security stuff into place in order to, you know, protect your networks, protect your employees' information, and everything else. I can't imagine being a Sony employee and having all this stuff on the street. And who, God knows what else, you know? At a minimum, I would have changed every one of my passwords and every account that I had. And, you know, I'd probably, you know, sign up for some credit monitoring services and that go beyond maybe what the company would offer, something like LifeLock or something like that. You know, what money well spent with this type of activity. So I'd love to hear your feedback on what you think about Sony. And, you know, does this worry about what could happen at your company? You know, your company do something stupid that would raise the ire of some international group. And the next thing you know, your life and your medical records and your social security number and your how much money you make and everything else is spread everywhere. Is this going to be the new norm? Are we all now just going to be like, okay, yeah, you know, this is where I reside. This is how many kids I have. This is my social security number. This is how much money I make. This is how much I paid in taxes. This is my medical history. Is that all going to now just be the norm that all of our stuff is going to be out there and there'll be no more privacy? It's a good question, right? What do you guys think? Geeknews@gmail.com. If you guys didn't notice it tonight, I'm wearing a new device. I'm wearing a Google Band. And a buddy of mine convinced me to go this way, to do a little bit different targeting. You guys know that and some of you have done this with me. Some of you are trying to lose some weight with me over the past 7 days. I'm on, this is day 7. I got 3 to go. And, you know, I'm very happy with my weight now. I think I'm down about 8 or 9 pounds. But post going off the current regimen, I'm definitely going to go to a different method of strictly counting calories and all that stuff that goes along with, you know, trying to make complete lifestyle changes. And this Microsoft Band, I feel, is going to help me accomplish that with some additional tools. But really, for about 2 days of using it, I'm pretty pleased with it, more than I thought I would be. There's been several times texts have come in, and I've looked at it real quick and seen who the text was from and could ignore it. Same thing with phone calls and so forth. So, so far, I'm pretty happy with it. And for those of you that haven't seen one of these before, it's got a sensor on the backside, sensor on top. It's really slick on how it slides in, easy to use. It's got and basically, it's worn this way. It's worn with the monitor basically against the wrist, and it's got a ratchetable wristband, so you can adjust the size. I was a medium. So, you know, depending on how big your wrist is, you may, ladies probably end up with a small, but fellas, you may be a medium or a large. I just end up being a medium. Fits perfect. And make sure you get the right size. You fit yourself when you're over there at the, maybe at the Microsoft store. They have some fitting guidelines as well. But they give some free stuff away as part of a promotion. But pretty happy with it. $199 is the cost. And I replaced it from using my my Fitbit. Okay, there's a great video. Even if you're not an Apple user, you're going to love a video of Steve Wozniak tinkering with an Apple One. And it's about a 5-minute video. And I think you're going to have a lot of fun with it. It really shows the passion that Steve has. And even to this day, for the genesis of the Apple One and Apple Two. And of course, we all know the Apple Two sold millions of units and really put Apple on the map back in the day. All right, over on The Verge, this is the end of the year where everyone's talking about, you know, the top people of the year and so forth. But The Verge has got the top, who are the most, 50 most important people of the intersection of technology, art, science, and culture. And they got the full list. So if you Want to check that out, you can do so. I have the link up in the show notes for you. I'm not going to go through the list, but it is that time of year where we're going to have these types of articles popping up more and more. Just on a privacy standpoint, the FISA court has extended the Section 215 bulk surveillance for 90 days. Of course, the secret FISA surveillance court is in this Section 215 is the bulk telephone collection program. So that has been, again, extended by 90 days. And they basically are saying that the director of ONI says, or director of national intelligence says, that the 90-day extension is so that they can work with the new Congress to implement changes that the president asked for, given that legislation has not been enacted and given the importance of maintaining capabilities of telephone metadata program. The government has sought a 90-day reauthorization of the existing program as modified by the changes the president directed in January. A statement from, again, the Office of the DNI and the Office of the Attorney General. So they've made some changes according to what the president wanted and gotten the extension. I don't know how you feel about that, but I don't expect any of these rules change that much, to be honest with you. All right, Amazon has announced in Manhattan, if you are an Amazon Prime user, e-commerce giant is going to experiment with bike messengers to make deliveries in New York City within an hour. This is a report from the Wall Street Journal. The company was not immediately available for comment, but the super fast service is going to be dubbed Amazon Prime Now, and attempts to replicate his shopping in a physical store by delivering some items in an hour or two. And again, Amazon's been experimenting with three different courier services to pick the fastest and most carefully and the most careful for its deliveries. The report cited the sources saying that the bike messengers are paid around $15 an hour and work 8-hour shifts, and the Amazon will use its 34th Street location as a base for bike messengers. I guess they must have a warehouse there. I'm not familiar with that location at all. Maybe those of you in New York City can tell me. Of course, while I was off, we missed the being able to talk about the Orion. And of course, the launch went perfectly on the second day. They accomplished all their objectives, and it splashed down in the Navy, the U.S. Navy. Of course, we've got a great game coming up on the 13th. And all I can say is any of you are Army fans, you guys are going to get your butts kicked on the 13th by Navy. So just be aware of that. But over on the Verge, the Navy retrieved Orion from the ocean and put it in a well deck. I don't know if you guys have ever seen one of these well decks, but they normally drive hovercraft into them. And it is pretty impressive to be in a well deck because it's like, it's so weird. The back of the ship is just kind of just like will open up, and they actually put the ramp down in the water. And it's really, to be honest with you, quite bizarre. Now, I did notice one thing, that they're showing the ejection of some sort of pumping a bilge or something here, but nice black, at least it appears to be black water coming out of the ship, but shows the Navy divers that basically around the ribs getting ready to hook up and move Orion back to the ship, but pretty cool. And it's going to be on a truck here directly. When the ship gets back into port, they're going to put it on a truck, and then it'll ship it back to the Cape for its next test in, wow, believe this, two plus years, 2017. If any of you are interested in on how Amazon does a lot of stuff that they do with their world-class data center ecosystem, there's a great write-up on AWS services on how their regions work and availability zones and their data center stack and rack configuration. It was all this information was from a presentation that was given at an event, and this is pretty cool write up. And if anyone just kind of a cursor of Amazon Web Services, a great article to take a peek at. And I tell you, love their cloud stuff. but it does well. It scales and it's very reliable. All right, leak pick, maybe our first look at one of the 2015's most anticipated Android phones. If you're an Android user and you are looking to pick up a new Android at the beginning of the year or shortly thereafter, and you're looking for the HTC One, well, this is a supposed leak of that particular device. And so the HTC will once again make its flagship phone slightly bigger than last year's model. Nowhere else.fr says that the leaked picture seemed to show that the One M9 will have a display 5.2 inches, which will be bigger than the One M8 display of 5 inches. And it's supposed to have a 2560 by 1440 resolution with a Qualcomm Snapdragon 805 processor, 3 gigs of RAM, 16 megapixel with optical image stabilization and 35 milliamp battery. So this is a little bit of the look of the HTC One. If you're thinking, this is a supposed leak of the HTC One. So if this is a phone that's on your list, be aware. How many have Dish? How many like that hop feature where you can hop across ads? Well, because Dish got sued and they're trying to strike some deals, CBS has used its fight over retransmission to get Dish to agree to basically kill AutoHopper, delaying AutoHopper's ability to be used for 7 days after a show initially airs. In exchange, CBS will drop its lawsuit over AutoHopper, but also agrees to allow Dish to offer its programming online, over the top, as they say, OTP. This is basically the same deal Dish struck with ABC and Disney back in March as well, meaning that it's the same thing that every network will eventually agree to as well. So they don't like you skipping the ads, but they still have a fast forward button when you do DVR stuff. So we'll still have to fast forward through. Money ruled. The lawyers won. So remember all these restaurants that are being forced to pay, specifically fast food restaurants are being forced to pay minimum wage of like $12 or $15 or something like that. Well, apparently McDonald's has decided that it's going to start implementing a lot more kiosks. So when you walk up, instead of being greeted by someone in a McDonald's, you are going to have a kiosk there and you can build your order all by yourself, swipe your card, never talk to the teenager or the retiree behind the counter. McDonald's is going to put this specialized kiosk in 2,000 McDonald's in 2015. But what they're going to do special here is they're going to allow you to custom order your burger. So if you want jalapenos on it, you're going to be able to it. If you're going to want some extra Big Mac sauce, you'll be able to do that as well. Be able to pick your bun, whether you want spicy mayo, whether you want grilled mushrooms. The only difference here is it's going to take them 8 minutes to cook your burger. Now, I've stood in line at McDonald's longer than 8 minutes just to wait for some food, so I don't think this is that big of a stretch here. But they are going to be rolling these out across the country. And I think what this really is it's number one, they got to make some diversity in their product line. But at the same time, they also have to figure out how they're going to deal with some of these, basically not paying as many people. These higher wages are going to be required in some locations. So outsourced by a kiosk. What do you think about that? Of course, McDonald's has a long time not been a job anymore for high schoolers. You go into McDonald's now, it's full of retirees, and very, very seldom do I see teenagers working in McDonald's. Oftentimes, I see people in their 30s, prime working age folks, late 20s, early 30s that are working in McDonald's too. And I've always scratched my head. I know if you got to work, you got to work. Don't take it the wrong way, but just don't see a lot of teenagers at McDonald's anymore, and at least not here in Hawaii. That's for sure. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about iTunes, best of iTunes for 2014. Of course, the Serial podcast, man, the thing has gotten as much press as any podcast ever has. It is the podcast of the year. So, nope, they didn't pick my show for podcast of the year, but they did pick the best classic podcast, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. And, of course, Dan had been a winner of the podcast award several times, so he's got a great audience. But, you know, this year what's going to be kind of cool is you guys are actually going to be able to nominate me for a podcast award, too. So that's going to be pretty slick. I don't know if they're going to let me be nominated because I am still consulting, but I am not going to be counting any votes. That's for sure. Consulting only to get them going and get them running, which I think the nominations are going to open on January 15th. Having a meeting with those folks later in the week to make sure they're on track to go. But anyway, Best of 2014 from iTunes is available, including music and so forth. Good article on Tech Dirt talking about Newegg and how basically they continue to fight the patent trolls. And so far, Newegg's doing pretty good. You know, they've got a one that's on appeal right now that looks like may slide their way. But they're working real hard to make sure that these patent trolls don't get any more money than they should. So a good article about that and their ongoing fight for all of us and trying to stop the patent trolls in their tracks. We're actually waiting for some major announcements in the podcasting space too when it comes to this patent troll stuff soon as well. I don't know why, but just the last couple of days been a lot of articles about data centers, but this is kind of new. There's an Arizona power company that's going to plug a data center directly into the high voltage grid. So the data center itself is going to be right next to some of these high voltage lines. They're going to create a mini substation. But they say that this, apparently, if you live close to one of these major power lines, your power is apparently a lot more stable. I didn't know that. I guess if it goes through a number of substations, it probably isn't as stable as it was if it's on the, you know, just coming from the power plant, but they're going to hook this data center right into this high voltage grid, and they don't think they're going to need backup generators and a whole bunch of other stuff. What will fail will. I don't know if I would not put mission critical stuff on a data center that didn't have any kind of a backup. Well, those of you that are Android users, you're going to love this. So one of Google's most useful services is about to receive an amazing new feature. Frequent travelers that rely on Google Translate, you're going to get an update here. A future version of Google Translate will come with instant image translation and an auto detection for conversation mode features. Now, Google had purchased a company called WordLens, and WordLens is an application that instantly translates words and signs by simply pointing the phone camera at them. Google is about to include this functionality in Google Translate that will allow users to quickly translate signs, menus, and any other picture containing text in a foreign language. Now, initially, they always do a horrible job with Japanese. They can never get it right. It would include English, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Russian, and Spanish. Furthermore, the conversation mode of Google Translate, which lets two users speaking two different languages talk in real time, which apparently will get even faster and easier. The updated Android app will be constantly listening for both languages being spoken and automatically translate them. So it won't be long, and we're just going to whip out our phones, be able to talk to anyone, and basically have it auto-translated. Very, very cool. All right, AT&T is still flapping their gums. They're still pouting about Title II and continues bogus fiber investment slowdown. The company announced this week that it would deliver 1 gigabit gigapower connections to an unspecified number of North Carolina locals in the Winston-Salem area. Like most of AT&T's other fiber to the press announcements, you'd be hard-pressed to find a single detail on the number of customers this deployment will reach or any specific build location listed. You'll ever find a cute little comment about Title II and how about how Title II will be to blame if this ambiguous deployment doesn't wind up being very big. They go on to say in their press release. Now, this is after they told the FCC that they're going to do their build out. For President Obama's proposal in early November to regulate the entire internet under rules from the 1930s designed for voice service injects significant uncertainty into the economics underlying AT&T's investment decision. As a result, the company has paused consideration of any fiber investment that would go beyond its DirecTV merger-related commitments, which includes previous announced fiber plans described above, until the rules are clarified. So they don't want to do it. They want to just hang that carrot over their head. Go ahead, AT&T. Don't roll that fiber out. Don't do it. Go away. Become irrelevant over the next 20 years. We don't want to do business with you anyway. Just go away. Don't roll any more fiber out. Stick your head in the ground. We don't want to give you any more money, right? Go away. Just go. Shoo. You know, go out of business. We don't care. Be a bunch of little crybabies. It just blows me away. It really does. Oh, yeah, we don't want to be Dino too. You know, that's just what it sounds like. Speaking of IT, moving on to a different topic. Full-time IT hiring is gaining ground. So if you're an IT professional, there's apparently a lot of hiring going on in the IT space. I wonder if this thing at Sony helped out. But no, there's been a reported gains of 12,700 IT jobs in November compared to 6,900 in October. The big difference between the numbers reflect the categories of U.S. Labor Department data that's used. So there's an uptick. Oh, there was a difference between one reporting firm and the other. So between like 12 and 17,000 jobs. That's just the kind of the number here. But they expect a lot more to be hired throughout the rest of the, you know, the coming year. So if you're an IT specialist, get those resumes warmed up, okay? World record for compact particle accelerator. Using one of the most powerful lasers in the world, researchers have accelerated subatomic particles to the highest energies ever recorded from a compact accelerator. The team from the U.S. Department of Energy Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory used a specialized petawatt laser and a charged particle gas called plasma. Okay. And a charged particle gas. Why did they write it like that? To get the particles up to speed, the setup is known as a laser plasma accelerator, an emerging class of particle accelerators that physics believe can shrink traditional mile-long accelerators to machines they can fit on a table. The speed corresponded to an energy of 4.25 giga electron volts. The acceleration over such a short distance corresponds to energy gradient of 1,000 times greater than a traditional particle accelerator and marks a world record for laser plasma accelerators. All right. Whew. Those of you total geeks out there, that'll be in the show notes. All right. Okay, Apple pioneer Bill Fernandez, he's got a bunch of interviews recently. He was officially employee number 4, but he's one of the guys that never got any stock options. Been some great stories about them. I'll have those up in the show notes. And he's actually getting some press now, talking to him about Google Glass, Oculus Rift, looking at the future, talking about the past. Anyway, I'll have that up for you to check out. Those of you that are Linux users, there's some additional worries out there about the Poodle exploit. And that's all I'm really going to say about that. It's really kind of deep in the tech side. But if you're a Linux guy, you'll definitely want to take advantage and read this article. Make sure that you're make sure you're protected. Little news article off Yahoo saying that Microsoft's ready to sue you for activating too many pirated Windows and Office products. Even though Microsoft doesn't really take action against all pirated Windows and Office versions in use out there, the company is ready to go to court when it detects certain usage patterns related to illegal Windows and Office activations. Apparently, Microsoft has already filed a complaint against a person behind an AT&T subscription who had activated multiple pirated copies of Windows 7 and Office 10. So some small business operator probably thought he didn't need to pay and hooked himself up. So that guy's going to find himself in court. Facebook is announcing it's going to make it easier for users to find posts their friends have shared with them. The Facebook search upgrade, which will roll out later this week, is based on the Graph search beta that users provided feedback on. And but folks expressed interest in revisiting posts they'd seen before, according to Facebook. So this new feature will be up shortly. Little shot of H2O there to get me through the rest of the show. AT&T has snuck a telecom deregulation amendment into the Ohio Agriculture Water Quality Bill. Yes. Can you believe this stuff? AT&T again in the news. And I'll say that again. If you live in Ohio, listen. AT&T sneaks telecom deregulation amendment into Ohio's Agriculture Water Quality Bill. If the governor signs this, what's going to happen is AT&T could tell its rural customers, sayonara, could cancel their service, could walk away without really getting any penalty. So just be aware here. Now, it's unlikely they'll stop service in urban areas, but ratepayers across the state would lose oversight protections from lengthy service outages, unreasonable billing standards, and credit requirements. And basically, a whole bunch of other stuff that happens when they're regulated. So that means the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission of that state and counties, would no longer be able to really force AT&T's hand. All right. Another article I want to talk about is a little bit about Uber and Lyft. How many of you guys have used either one of these services? I've only used Uber once. But what do you guys' experience been with them? Have any of you driving for Uber or for Lyft? I really want to hear from you. I want to hear what the experience is like. Because there's a lot, you know, Uber's been doing a lot of bad things recently. And makes me more inclined to use Lyft if I needed a Lyft. So what's your guys' thoughts? Have you used one or the other? Are they about the same? You know, what's your experience been? I'd love to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com to send your comments. Well, there's finally some competition in the video space. And a reason you can tell that is forthcoming. And actually, this is an interesting development. YouTube is offering bonuses to keep talent away from rivals. And these rivals haven't even launched. One of the websites called Vessel, created by Hulu exec Jason Kilar, has offered some YouTubers exclusive and lucrative deals to attract attention to its launch later this year. Other sites like Facebook and Crackle have also reportedly been poaching YouTube stars. The broadcast yourself site leans on talent like style coach Michelle Phan and comedian Colleen Ballinger to keep loyal channel fans engaged. But Phan, who had an early look at Vessel, called it stunning. And others said that they were offered serious money for exclusive deals. Artists say that stay loyal are making out better, though. On top of bonuses, YouTube has been offering rich funding deals to help select stars create new channels. So if you're a YouTube sensation, YouTube's going to be paying to keep you around, which is kind of curious. Now, part of my solar install, one of the things I got to talk with the salesman about as we were hanging out here while they were putting the solar panels on, was about where battery stuff was going. And he was getting a demo on this past Monday, or actually today, on a new battery technology being introduced in Hawaii. Now, part of the problem here in Hawaii is that the electric company now approves every install. My system had to be approved by the Hawaiian Electric Company. And the reason is they say, oh, we're going to cause instability if we get too many solar systems in one area. Now, my area was at the 75 to 100% saturation area, or 75 to 100% saturation for what the utility basically said would cause instability. So I got mine approved pretty quick. But there's been other people on the island that haven't been able to get theirs approved in a couple of years because they're like in 125 percentile range. Well, it doesn't make it fair. These folks want to put solar on and they can't. And they're being held up by the utility. So what's going to happen is that the solar companies are getting pissed. So they're going to start bringing in battery technology to do a combination of solar and battery to basically completely disconnect a family from the grid completely. And the way they would work it is that during the day, your solar system would charge the battery. And then at night, your batteries would run until they ran out, and then you would go back on grid power and pull what you need to get you through the rest of the evening. And that kind of an install where the solar is charging the battery doesn't need any sort of utility approval. It can be put in tomorrow, um, so long as the solar is strictly feeding the battery technology. And then the battery feeds the house, and then you're, because you're not pushing power back into the grid. That's what's happening now. And I basically am going to be running my system. I'm going to be pushing power back to the grid, make the meter go backwards, and basically putting credits on my account. So Elon Musk is getting ready to really come out big. I've been hearing a lot of rumors about stuff. They feel that he may be the guy that's going to cause the electricity companies a lot of headaches. And I can't believe it. I am really looking forward to being able to put it to the man completely. They've raped us here on power costs for years. That's really what, and if the power had only been 8 cents a kilowatt, I probably would never have spent the money to do. Of course, I wouldn't have had to put on as big a system either. You know, I would, could have put on, you know, 8 panels instead of 32 panels and, you know, got out for under $10,000. But no. It doesn't work that way. So it is an interesting move. I'm looking forward to this battery technology. You know, there used to be solar systems did battery systems. But they don't do it so much anymore. And if you have a, you know, if you basically aren't drawing very much power, you can still use car batteries and so forth. But those types of systems are not really utilized that much anymore. If you buy books from Hatchet, apparently Hatchet will start selling books via Twitter here soon. I don't fully understand that one, but that's the word on the street, news-wise. If any of you are always switching between profiles, whether it be a email account or a blogging site, there's a new application out there called Profile Swapper, and it's gotten some pretty good reviews for on Chrome. So if you have multiple accounts for the same website, chances are it's a lot of logging in and out. And if you use install Profile Swapper, this will help you. So I'll have the link up to the show notes on that. I actually am using that on one of my Chrome installs. It just makes it easier to make the move around. A lot of people are worried about the impact AdBlock is having. I know many of you use AdBlock on your browsers, and they're saying there's about 5 million people are using AdBlock. Well, apparently overseas in France, a group of publishers aren't real happy, and they're going to reportedly sue AdBlock to try to stop them from distributing their program. I think good luck with that one. I just don't see how it's gonna happen. Okay, so now, of course, you know, I'm pretty proud of my little 32 panel solar power system on my roof. Well, another giant solar farm has been constructed on desert lands in California, and they have a 500 plus megawatt solar plant. It's up and running. It's located in San Luis Obispo County, and of course, this is really incredible. The panels sprawl across 9.5 square miles of land. How many panels did they use? It's a $2.5 billion project. How many total panels was it? Does it say? It's going to power 160,000 homes. It's going to displace 377,000 tons of carbon dioxide a year. Of course, how much did it cost to build the panels? Doesn't say how many panels. I thought there was something in here that showed it, but it's massive. If you just look at the image, you can only imagine how many panels are down there. But that's totally insane. 500 plus megawatt, $2.5 billion install. Okay, Vimeo. If you're Vimeo users, you can download 4K videos, but you can't stream them. So if you're a video producer, you can upload a 4K video, but it won't let you stream it. You have to download it, which is a little bit weird. But they're saying, as Vimeo explains, it's waiting for the technology to make this technology work. Not many have 4K capable displays. Interconnections typically aren't speedy enough to deliver that many pixels in real time. So, but you can download the videos and play them on your 4K television if you have one. If you've got the right player to play it back, of course. Those of you that are Mac users, I've got a link to 7 unsung built-in gems of Mac OS X that maybe you didn't know existed. Optimizing your Wi-Fi network, recording screencasts on QuickTime, speak to your Mac with dictation, digitally sign documents with preview, a bunch of cool little things that kind of buried in the Mac that many people, that I didn't even know existed. So I'll have a link up in the show notes for you on that. YouTube is now warning users of potential music copyright violations before the video even goes popular, goes online. So again, if you're using a popular song to complement your YouTube footage, the service now has a way to check for possible copyright violations on the fly, and it basically lets you know before you publish that you've got an issue, and you can either take it down or make modifications to it. So be careful on using the copyrighted music on YouTube, because they will kick you off, and after too many violations, they will remove your account. Article on Engadget, NASA saying that the Mars Gale crater held a huge lake for millions of years. But basically, thanks to the Curiosity rover, we're getting a better sense of how wet the red planet used to be. NASA revealed today that the Gale crater, the 96-mile wide patch of land Curiosity has been exploring since 2012, held a large lake bed for tens of millions of years. But more, the agency found that the 3-mile high Mount Sharp, which sits in the middle of the crater, was likely formed by sediment deposits from the lake. The big takeaway here, Mars was likely warm enough to house liquid water for long periods of time, perhaps even long enough for life to form. So that's kind of a curious discussion point. Now, Curiosity has previously found evidence of vigorous water flow. But anyway, this is what they think happened in Mars millions of years ago. But that had been cool to see. Got a major runny nose going on. It has not. What is the deal? I come in the studio and haven't had a runny nose all day. I start talking and boom, my nose starts running. It's just crazy. And those of you who've been watching the show, I apologize for wiping my nose. Okay, so you got a kid that doesn't want to finish college, just gets an associate's degree? Don't worry. There's some great jobs that only require an associate's degree. An air traffic controller, annual medium wage, $122,000. Only needs an associate's degree, 11,000 projected jobs this year. Radiation therapist, $77,000, 8,400 projected jobs. Dental hygienist, annual wage is $70,000, 113,000 projected jobs opening through 2022. All these are openings through 2022. Nuclear medicine technologist, a median annual wage of $70,180, 7,200 projected. Nuclear technicians, a median annual wage of $69,000. You want to become a nuclear technician? Join the Navy and become a nuke. And 4 years later, you can get out and run almost any type of power plant in the country. You get that type of a qual. It doesn't matter if it's coal, doesn't matter if it's steam, whatever technology they use, you'll be able to work at that with being a nuke from the Navy. They'll try to keep you. They'll offer you a huge reenlistment bonus for sure. Okay, final couple things here. The president became the first U.S. president to write a computer program. It was in JavaScript, and it was part of a code hour, and basically, hour of code, excuse me. And the JavaScript drawed a square. That's so very, very cool stuff here. And amazing that the president had an hour to spend it doing a project like that. All right. Bose products are going to return to the Apple Store next week. That's a rumor. I would be shocked, to be honest with you, if they were. Would really be shocked, to be honest with you. Okay, this is going to bring me to the end of the show tonight. Don't know if we've got any email that's come in. Let me check that real quick before we get out of here. And waiting for it to load. And just a little bit of an insider tonight, folks. I've been fighting a boomer headache all day. And did the show tonight with just a scorching headache. The show must go on no matter what at all times. And took one for the team tonight. No amount of aspirin seems to have done it. I think it's maybe I get a little bit of a neck issue. That might be the problem here. Yeah, a few emails did come in. Let's see here. got an email from Jeff. He says, hey, Todd, clear 7 year old discovery, how to bypass Apple Touch ID. Clever 7 year old discovers how to bypass Apple Touch ID in the simplest way possible. I'll have that link up in the show notes for you. Bree sent me an email, said, hey, Todd, the BBC did a good job with this short about why the Orion launch is important to the U.S. The link also shows the launch Friday morning. I watched it. So very, very cool. Thanks, Bree, for that. I missed it. I got an email from Ron. He says, hey, Todd, yes, this seems to be science fiction, but one day we may see self-charging, flexible, transparent, printed batteries powered by graphene. Nokia actually patented the technology, and now let's see if they can commercialize it. So that's pretty cool. That's going to be an interesting development. And finally, MS Smallbiz sent me a link, said, very strange indeed. A strange circular mound in Athabasca Valleys on Mars puzzles NASA scientists. So a very near perfect circle, as well as several straight lines, which are not common in nature, certainly not volcanic straight lines, have got the scientists puzzled. Now let me I didn't bring this up before. Oh, look at this. So let me put this on this on the screen for those of you that are watching. So let's get my mouse over there, paste and go. So check this out. The circular mound spotted by the NASA scientists is about 2 kilometers wide. And let me scroll down here. This is even more weird, is that it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. And it's got them baffled a little bit. So what do you guys think? Previous Martian colony or something to that effect? I think if we're going to go anywhere, we should go over there and check that out. How come we haven't seen this before? I thought all of Mars was mapped. Why is this now just showing up? This is pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool stuff here. Don't think they can discount what that is. Let's put a rover down by this thing and go take a peek. It's out in the middle of nowhere, that's for sure. Okay, I think that's it for comments that come into the show. Hey, we want to thank again all the insiders for your ongoing support of the show. I definitely appreciate it. I have got a cool thing to give two of our Ohana on show 1000. They both have contributed $1,000 to the show. When you guys see what I'm going to give them, it's actually like $130 value. So this is really nice. And we'll talk about it on show 1000. They'll have to make a decision if they want something, I guess for a better word, put on it or not. Wait till you guys see this. It's awesome and definitely goes along with our theme here on the show and for our insiders. Again, don't forget to support GoDaddy as well. GoDaddy, I'm going to be honest with you folks. We've had a couple of great months. It really, really helped in a big, big way. And I definitely appreciate all you guys, support of buying their products and services, sharing my codes. It really helps a lot. Every purchase makes a big difference. And basically if you're even using the codes, if you're an existing customer, but the new customer accounts really helped me a incredible great deal. So share those codes far and wide. GNC30 is the big one right now. Geek149. All my codes are available for you to use. And again, I want to thank you for being here. Again, drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. We'll be back in the regular mode of things. And hopefully on next show, I won't have something going boom, boom, boom in my forehead. But thanks everyone for hanging out. We'll see you next time. Take care. Aloha.